Well, many would call it a downpour, heavy rain, moderate rain, maybe rain for 30 or 40 minutes, just moderately. See a half inch of rainfall, they call it a very helpful shower.
Okay. And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
The what?
The shelf over a fireplace.
Mantle, M-A-N-T-L-E.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Back logs.
Okay, are those the iron things?
And ironed.
Okay, and what's the backlog?
A backlog, is what we term is it a heavy piece of firewood to burn.
And it keeps going longer?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call the very small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay, and if they have a lot of fat or richness in them, what do you call them?
That fat for, to begin with, that's what I thought you just asked. That's what they call kindling wood.
Okay, some people say that kindling wood is just little pieces, but they have another term for especially rich pieces. Do you make a distinction like that?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, fine. What do you call it? Do you ever call it lighting?
Oh, yes, ma'am. But there's not any more of it now. What we used to call light, well, we used the term lighter, like it was spelled L-I-G-H-T-A-R-D, when they meant to say light wood. But the trees that had fallen from storms or for other reasons over the woods for the past, few hundred years, that has all been cleared away and burned up in common fireplaces for heating and warming purposes to take care of the family through the winter or cold months. The only wood we have left is oak, gum, green pine, both yellow and slash, some branch pine. I believe they call that black pine. Then, of course, there's several different kinds of trees in areas around river runs, what we'd call a swampy area, like sweet gum, cypress, and poplar that grows up to any size, but a lot of smaller growth but with all kinds of names to it that mean, well, you might say it's meaningless to people because they don't use it.
Yeah, that sure happens quickly. As soon as people don't start using things, they just don't have any words anymore.
That's right.
Okay, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers where you might hang up an overcoat?
Well, anything from a hang nail to a hall tree.
Well, what if it's a separate room, a little tiny room?
I call it a clothes closet.
Okay, and is there another term for a movable closet, a great big heavy piece of furniture that you might hang clothes in?
Wardrobe.
Okay. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of a wood house?
Siding or sideboard.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area at the front of a house where you might have a rocking chair and sit?
A porch.
Okay. Do you have a name for a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
What is it?
Stoop.
Yeah, a stoop. That would be the entrance to the house, wouldn't it? The stoop. Now, what you call that place you sit on and
patio? Oh, does the patio have anything over it?
No, ma'am.